You're listening to the Whittier Christian Herald's podcast.
It's Isn't fun. That what everything is, right? About your kids being seen, whether they're...
It totally is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seen as a whole person, not a lead or a...
Christy gave the girls the Herald Award at the soccer banquet. I don't know if you guys know
they were
that.
The best.
And she found a way to tell them how amazing they are. And that is going to carry them
100%.
Like for their whole life. She did that. Like, I don't know what to give her to tell her that. I tell her, you know, we're friends, but I don't know how to thank her enough. Like, she changed their life. And when they got that award, it was just.
Janie talked about that award. And she says, Dad, they never complain. They're like little coaches. They do the drill. They do everything they're supposed to. They just work hard. They're always happy. So
it's true.
Yeah,
it's true.
Yeah, they.
But girls like that don't get seen.
No, you're right. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, they do.
They do.
Yeah.
They do here
at Whittier Christian.
They do at Whittier Christian.
My name is Shari. I have 4 kids. My oldest daughter went through the public system. We live in Yorba Linda. And she graduated from Texas A&M about a year ago and is now anticipated to go to med school in the fall. My older son, Aiden, he went to Yorba Linda High School for 3 years, and then we dropped him here at Whittier Christian his senior year. And he's now also at Texas A&M. He is in the ROTC Corps Cadet program there and is absolutely thriving. He is studying pre-law and is preparing to take the LSAT early next year. He'll be a senior. And then I have 2 kids here at Whittier Christian now who are seniors. They're twins. And Jonah, he went to Kramer Middle School before coming here, and Juliet, I homeschooled in middle school.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So we started looking at all the schools, and we looked at all of them. We looked at like all the Catholic schools, like Servite, Rosary, Santa Margarita. We looked at Olu. That might have been it. Did I write anything else down? And then obviously, yeah, Whittier Christian. And I think I covered a lot of it before is the reasoning why we came here. But my number one goal was for my kids to feel loved. And I just got an overwhelming sense that that was what was going to happen when we came here. So, and I will say one little quick story, which because I know is part of the questions, is, and I don't know, was there a play the summer before their freshman year? There was some kind of event here. Maybe it was like a snippet or something. There was some kind of event either before the school year started or right at the beginning of school year. I don't know if it was maybe the choir or something, but we, Chris and I, were out of town, and I told the kids about it, and Aiden, being a senior going into the school, he was like, I think we should go. And so he took the twins, Jonah and Juliet, and they showed up here without knowing anybody,
I remember that. That's
right?
Great. Yeah.
Without their parents. And it was Mr. Hayward who came right up to them and shook their hand and welcomed to the school. And I think that was kind of the beginning of me knowing that we had made the right decision, because it wasn't even just Mr. Hayward. I mean, I think all the staff and all the students that were here were saying hi and feeling, making them feel welcome. And
it was probably the new student welcome day or transfer student welcome day as well.
Yeah, maybe. But I
Because everybody came
I don't
home
know
and...
because I feel like I went to a lot of that stuff. There was some kind of, I don't really know.
Yeah.
I honestly, I don't remember. But that that was a huge indicator of what we were stepping into, for sure.
Develop a bold faith for a bright future at Biola University, one of the nation's premier Christian universities. Join a community where you belong. Be mentored by brilliant Christian scholars. Choose from leading academic programs in business, film, science, and more. Offered online and on campus in Southern California, one of the greatest destinations on earth. Biola University. Find your program today at biola.edu.
All I remember when you guys first showed up, like in volleyball season, I think their freshman year was Julia.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And you guys were all in. Oh, you yeah. got the you two as the parents, because I'm like, who are those people? Like, and you're just like, yeah, like so into it. We could tell you loved it.
We were so excited. Well, and it's funny that you even bring that up, because I was thinking that on the way over. Another huge, because like there was a question, like another indicator that was like we knew we had made the right decision. So you can imagine how I felt about moving my son, my older son, into the school, like
his senior year. Yeah,
and we had already had such a rough go. So we went to one of these volleyball games, and Chris and I show up, and you know, as you guys know, Whittier Christian has a huge, huge spirited cheering section, and we're sitting with all the parents, and all of a sudden, Aiden comes marching in some ridiculous outfit, because it was some theme. I think it was superheroes.
I feel like I remember that. Right?
And he was in some ridiculous outfit with this whole group of senior kids, and he was involved, and he was included. And then after, you know, making his grand, you know, entrance, he went and sat with his siblings, which you also would never see in a public environment. You know, it'd be like, oh, that's a freshman. Like, that's not cool. So that was like so good for my mama heart to see that my son was actually fitting in. And then I would say a couple weeks or about a month or so later, him and I were talking casually at home, because he came here and he had instant friends. Everybody, just a huge group of people. And the teachers were nice. Everyone was nice. So it was, I know you think that would be a bare minimum, but
everyone opens their doors. Like you open your door. Like I know the girls have come to Bible studies, and Miss Leffel, I think my kids were in her room every single day their junior year to get English down and everything. Like, and just everybody opens their door. It's like an open door policy here.
Yeah.
Teachers, like you go in and you can talk to teachers whenever you want. I feel that's how I feel.
Yeah.
Like they just go all the time. They're like, oh yeah, we went here, we went there. And I'm like, wow, okay.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that happens in public school, because my kids didn't go to public high school. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I went to public high school years ago.
Right.
And it wasn't like that.
What was it like dropping your student off the first couple of weeks? And when did you start to feel like this is home? I think you just answered that. Do you have a moment where you go, we made the right decision?
Yeah.
Like when do you, is there a moment for either one of you that, like, when did you go, this is great? Maybe it's a first football game when the kids are cheering and they're involved, or was it first day when a certain teacher?
Well, I know, like, when we did summer soccer, like before we even started school, I met you at a lunch. Like I was the only other parent, and we were the only parents. I thought you were a coach. I didn't know who you were.
Was it for the boys or the girls?
It was the girls. It was their freshman year. Mm-hmm. And we all went to lunch after like a scrimmage in the summer. And I was the only mom that was there, probably because people work, you know, I just happened to be there. But it was the camaraderie of the girls, like all the older girls taking the younger girls in and like making them feel. And I felt like that was good for my girls. Mm-hmm. That was really good for them.
I do love that blend of all grades. Mm-hmm. Love each other.
I do love that.
That's not normal.
That's not normal.
Remember the public junior high, like even movies where they would throw the kid into the trash can and things like that. But like here, it's very welcoming. They're so loving to each other, each grade toward each other.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's because it's small numbers. I think that's part of it.
Yeah,
I always like to say we're a mighty 400. That's what I always tell people. We're a mighty 400.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think, sports and teams and kids, just watching your kids get involved and people loving them. That's just it. That's it. When somebody comes along, you don't know them, but you see them like talking to your kid and your friends, and you just love to see your kids loved. It's just, it's so good. And then for your kids to love others too is the key. Important. Include others, you know?
Absolutely. I'm going to slide something in here. I know you guys have had a great parent experience, but can you guys share with me a little bit about your experience of the parent community here? Like your soccer parent community and your volleyball parent community, the football parent community. Just talk about like how, and it's not everybody's experience because you need to try, but talk about your friendships over the years through sitting in the stands and post-game meals and serving the kids together, a little bit how that's been, and is it real?
It's very real.
Yeah.
I think our boys soccer parents, like I think we'll still get together. I hope we still get together. I feel like we're all friends.
Yeah.
We're really tight.
We truly meet something Shari has put together.
Yes.
For the mom group is anybody who's graduating, any mom that's graduating.
Senior moms.
We yes.
Such a great
moms of seniors.
Moms
so
of seniors.
Not senior moms.
Yeah. I'm both. Okay.
And we've kind of grown over.
Yeah. That's so important.
The beginning questions were like, okay, so where's your kid thinking about going? You know, the first year, and we're crying together. But then it gets even greater, right? It's even more questions. Okay, so they are saying yes to this college. Then, you know, so our group of friends has become. It's just needed.
It's very
needed. It's so needed. And I think that was her whole point.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of the parents at this school, and it could be the same at others, but at this school, I think everyone really tries to support their kids. And then you're supporting each other because then you're loving on their kids. You know, I'm Mama D now to these boys, and I love that. And I like to love on them. And I have some of their texts, like they'll text me. I had one boy text me, he was going through like a breakup thing and he was super sad, and I kind of walked through it with him a little bit. But I also got to know those parents. Like, it's just, you're just loving on everybody. And I maybe it's the small numbers now that we're sitting here talking about that, like maybe that's what it is, like that it's easy to find a group. But I think that all the parents really are focused on their kids.
I think too that I think Whittier Christian has a culture. And I think that that is top down. So I think that when your administrators and then your staff and all the teachers, when they are pouring into a certain culture, then the students pick up on that culture, and then they're growing in that culture. That's the only thing that they know. And then honestly rubs off on the parents. Yep. So even if you have a parent who might come in, who might have an edge or might, you know, come from another environment that made them a little bit more defensive, you know, when you show up and you everywhere you turn is this culture of support and love and caring and true genuine interest, I think that parents also get on board. I don't know, like that's how I feel. I feel like people are very genuine here.
When I first, like, I have a type of different angle only because I'm a teacher and a mom, and watching the experience happen with each kid is all different. But I remember in the beginning, like even with my girls when they were in soccer, there was always a sort of a barrier where it's like, I just want to be mom. Like, first and foremost, I want to be mom. I want to not be a teacher for a moment, you know? And different parents could get together, and I was like, okay, but I have to like protect in general, like as a teacher, like maybe they don't want to talk to me because they know, like they don't want to, I don't know, whatever they would want to say. But it came down to like recognizing like I'm a mom first. And so I have to look at life that way, and I have to get involved. And I think that's what made me able to open up to you guys and be more open to it all. Because a teacher is like, it's just a different story. You know, you're both. Mm-hmm. And it's a little bit of a double-edged sword in a way, but in a good way. Yeah. With friendships and stuff.
She started this whole journey at Whittier Christian, with the grades, but no one ever made her feel bad. No one ever made her feel less. It's really her own issue. Mm-hmm. So Mr. Cordova, like funny or not, like believe it or not, like Mr. Cordova, she's had him for a teacher like every single year. And I think sometimes multiple classes in the same year. I think this year she might have him twice. And he has just poured into this child, not in like in a fake way though, like, oh, you're so smart. No, like just keep working hard, you're gonna get it. My long, boring story, which like, it's not really coming off that great, but we got a phone call. She had to take statistics her senior year, and we got a phone call that they did not have regular statistics. They only had AP. But she needed to take it. So she's like, oh my gosh. So she's like, I'm gonna reach out to Mr. Cordova. So she did. She talked to Mr. Cordova, I'm like struggling with that, and asked, do you think that I can handle that? And he's like, absolutely, you can handle that. Like, you just have to, you know, you just buckle down. I don't know what he said to her, but he didn't steer her away from it, but also didn't over fluff it. And anyway, she got a 4.3. First semester, her senior year, rolling off of like a 3.3 her freshman year, first semester. Yeah. And really, like, some parents might like, oh, you're not have great grades, your whole experience. But for me, I look and I go, wow. Like, look what you figured out, what you are capable of doing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like, there's no weird competition. There's no teachers making her feel bad. Everyone's not putting pressure on her. She's able to just plug along in her own comfort level and never feel bad about it. And here she goes getting a 4.3 her senior year, which is amazing.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was kind of one of those.
Can I tag on that for
yeah.
a second? So we are also not, even though my children have gotten straight A's in this school, we are not. We kept going, if you don't get an A, it's okay. In fact, Nick's AP calculus, he's getting a B, but it's like an A because
right.
it's AP, right? So we are continually like, please don't stress out if you get a B. It's okay. Like, you can, if you tried your best, that yeah. is all that matters. If you don't try your best, and I know you didn't try your best, then I'm going to be frustrated with
yeah,
you.
That's
but that's
it.
Not it. And my little wise son, I'm going to give him a little shout out right now, said, Mom, you and Dad have sacrificed so much for us to be at this school that we're going to work so hard for what we have here. I was like, okay.
We've arrived.
We've arrived. That's probably his moment. That's probably one of those moments where I was like, did that come out of your mouth? How come that didn't come
and
out
did
of Grace's
mouth? Are you in trouble? That's great.
Yeah. He just, they were like, we're going to work hard. We're going to do it. And then they had Miss Leffel and Miss Hahn meet with them every day. She literally met with them every day.
I love that.
No kidding.
I have to tell you, my kids have never said, hey, I want to buy a gift for a teacher. If they did, I would be like, great, that teacher impacted you enough that you want to do it. Leffel and Hahn.
Aww.
Last year. Mm. They're like, can we have a gift for them? I'm like, okay.
Wow.
Sure.
I'm going to shut that door.
I feel people always say that about like Miss Shively as well. Like, she will just hound you to get you that good grade.
Love
she will
her.
Care about you and her grades and stuff. And then I've heard also the same from about Cordoba.
What is he teach?
I don't know why I had a hard time with that word.
I don't know what he teaches. I don't think
he does the sciences, and then he did AP statistics this year. Yeah.
I don't think my kids have ever had him.
It's just,
he's an amazing man.
He's just an amazing guy.
Yeah,
and he's just been, and all my kids have had him, you know, but this was a particularly interesting year, the way it shaped up, because she ended up having, like, anatomy wasn't regular. It ended up being honors anatomy. So like, she was put in all these situations, and she grumbled a lot at the beginning of the year, like, I'm going to drop this, I'm going to drop that. And I'm like, if you need to drop it, we could, like, let's just, I just want to, like, explain what that looks like.
Did it feel like she must have felt like
the grumbling the grumbling just sort of subsided and
look at this.
You know what I mean? And she just did it, and then I don't even think she like Jonah is always going for that GPA. She's just like going for survival, right?
Yeah.
So I don't think she even realized when her
I think that's Nick. Nick
when
and
it
Juliet
came out
a lot of life.
And she got a 4.3, I was like, girl,
amazing.
Look at what you did.
I know.
You did that.
I know.
Which is so good for her because she's going to nursing and it's gonna be so hard. So I'm like, now you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Now
right
you
end.
Know what you are capable of doing.
I wish Madeline was going with her.
I know.
I wish she was.
I guess I'm looking at I'm looking at four kids at the same time when I'm talking. It's like, I just remember like Karis being very like coming in from a different country and coming in freshman year and reserved, but not like, obviously she's in cheer, you know, she can do, but like communication wise, she can communicate, but you know, and so it came down to, I think the fourth quarter, Mr. Bowman, who was the Bible teacher, who I took over for eventually. He was actually my teacher in high school. The Bible teacher, he noticed her and gave her a student of the quarter. And I was, and she was so happy. She was so joyful. It meant so much to her because she's more quiet. She's not the first one to be like, you know, talking and speaking and things like that. But she's got, you know, she's got the heart. So there's that. And then, like, I would say even noticing certain moments with mine is, like, maybe Mr. Pryor for Hope, just really seeing her and her heart, you know? Because you see the things about your kids, and when someone else sees it, it's, like, it's so good. And then Justice is more, like, he will do, just like Karis. It's, like, firstborn and thirdborn are very similar, girl and boy. And then second, Hope and Cruz, who's the freshman this year, are very similar. And I feel like Justice, like he can do a lot of things, but it's a joy when somebody like Mr. Cordova sees in him something beyond. And it's like, I know he's got a lot in there, it's still coming, you know? But he's a boy and it's different. So I love who Justice is. He's growing. And then Cruz, who is just his own person. He's like, he has no fear. He's, I mean, maybe he does, but he's real honest with his fear and vulnerable, you know? So it's like people that like will give, you know, like the Spanish teacher saying he should really be in AP Spanish or whatever. And this is his first year and he did Duolingo like in the summer. So he like taught himself like, and then she's like, it's thriving. And it, and it's very interesting to me that like he took on to this language very quickly. So I don't know. He's the new one in the bunch learning in Whittier Christian, loves it. They all came from, like I said, again, Parks Junior High, and it was such a different, they were all told, you're going to go to Whittier Christian where nobody else is going that are your friends. Like, nobody goes from Parks Junior High to Whittier Christian, and they just knew it was supposed to happen. Obviously, they had siblings going ahead of them, but not Carrots, you know? Sometimes they would ask, you know, can we go to Sunny Hills or can we, and my friends are all going there. And it's like, no, honey, you're going to Whittier Christian. And then they just, it's like their friends always asked and pushed it and they just got it. They're just like, no, I'm going to Whittier Christian. And it's always been, it's just looking back on each story is such a blessing. Like how they just came into a new friend group and it just starts flourishing. So I think it's cool to have come out of a public school that nobody else comes from and flourish, you know? And you can get, like, yeah, like we were saying, you can get involved in so many things immediately that a lot of teachers will be looking at you and saying, you should get, like, Mr. Hayward. He'll always be like, you should get involved in leadership. You should get involved, you know? And they just see it. I like how, like, she's saying, like, how they see your kid. I love that. I love finding giftings in kids and telling them, you'd be good at that, or I can see this gifting in you. Like, sometimes gifts of faith, and they don't know it about themselves, or sometimes just different things that you can see in kids, spot in them.
Very good. I'll lay down two just so in the future we can get these out there. So I don't know, you guys remember Coach Frank Manriquez?
Yes.
So he was so instrumental for my boys. a lot of coaches and teachers are afraid of boys that are a little bit rowdy's kind of a reductionist term, but they're not afraid. They'll take whatever comes in every single way you can think of. They're both raised like that on purpose, but sometimes it doesn't work in a school environment, and sometimes coaches will tend to want to pull the reins back on that. And we need more boys that are strong, we need more girls that are strong, but boys are, sometimes we tend to just pull the reins back and throw a bucket of water on their fire. Sometimes for Frank, he saw it, he appreciated it, he loved it, and he turned it back into being team leaders, men of God, unafraid of stepping up into leadership and speaking. He appreciated kind of some of the funny things that like my younger son does. He would appreciate them, but then also turn them back into character building and to support the team and to be there for his guys rather than just so I could be a kind of a jerk about things. But it was beautiful. It was art. He was so, so loving and pointing the kids back to Christ. He's like a second grandpa for them.
Wow.
So, and then I'll give another shout out to, so I don't know if you remember, you guys were all there. We lost the girls' CIF soccer. They went to the finals. Remember, I went to the PKs. Mm-hmm. And Janie was a pretty good PK, yeah. Right? So she gets into the four slot. And she had been making them out there all the time, but then she missed it, right? And that was hard on her, right?
I prayed for her for hours.
Yes, it's very hard on her, right?
It's
That's
hard
a
hard on
miss.
Yeah.
It's a hard miss on everybody. But she felt bad, but the number of times Christy came back and checked on her over the next few months and just said, hey, no, you took the shot and you were there in the arena and no, you're fine. And I would put you on there again tomorrow. It got Janie to the point where she didn't really want to play her senior year because of that moment's hard. But it got her to the point where she was not only willing to come back, but all we talked. And if she had to take that shot again, she's like, I'm going to do it again. And
awesome.
That's beauty. What's better than that? Like to have an not to have a miss and then go, no, let's take that shot again. Like, we want that in all of our kids. So there's another shout out that we can use later. But
Everybody loves Coach Christy. Like she just loves. Oh my gosh, beyond right. She just goes over the top for our kids. We feel like loved. Our kids feel loved with Coach Christy. And I can also go back to Frank Manriquez as well. I was just talking to Isai and Justice in Europe. We were just walking and talking, and we brought up Frank Manriquez, and they're like, "Yeah, he loved me, man. Yeah, he loved me too. I felt loved. He loved me."
Oh, I love
and,
that.
He's like, "And I knew it." That's what they said. And,
come on.
And they both like agreed. And I remember even first coming into football, as Justice was just coming in, and he called us. We were in a cabin in Big Bear, and he called us, and he says, "My whole goal is that these are men of God, and I will be behind that to the end." And then he meant it, you know, like throughout the team, the year. And so the coaches are picked wisely, for sure.
I told Coach Frank, I knew him for about a year, I think a year before we hired him. And I met him out here. He was doing SCA training, and we were talking about his, what are you trying to get involved in? He talked about interviewing at another school, and he talked about his background. I knew his background a little bit, but he shared. And then when we parted out there, we were standing out in right field. I go, "You know what, Frank, you're a good guy. It's great to meet you. And I hope you don't get that job at Esperanza, right? Because I want you to coach here." And I think he just kind of laughed, he was meant to be here. And for those years he was here, it was great. You know, it was great. The impact he had still lasts. My boys still hang out with him. They go to, so Frank's son is a house music guy, right? They'll go to the concerts and Coach Frank will hang out with them.
They got a CIF championship that year.
They did. It was magic. Yes. Their first one in 30 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Frank, his love for the kids and the kids believing in him and each other was the difference.
Thanks for listening to the Whittier Christian Herald's podcast.
Every powerful change begins with a spark. At Azusa Pacific University, we'll help nurture your passions into becoming a bright, enduring flame. We offer a transformative educational experience that gives you the confidence to not only dream bigger, but also reach the highest heights. Explore over 100 programs where you can discover your calling and let your light shine.